We'll have a financial report. It'll be a brief report from Nels. Things have been happening so fast that he can bring you up to date on where the AFN stands financially.
We're broke. I'm pretty sure you all studied the financial report that was in your packets, but I really don't want to go into the details there. What I'd like to do at this time is I'd like to thank those people that I don't think we hear too much about. Cook Inlet Native Association at one time contributed $6,000 to the AFN effort. That's a loan that we are going to have to repay. Tyonic people have loaned us money that we've used to advance the and win the battle that was won today. We borrowed money from the Yakima Nation. We have had the support of the Tlingit Haida Central Council. They have guaranteed loans that we've negotiated with the National Bank of Alaska. Right now I'm trying to decide whether to laugh or cry, as we've fought long and hard, and a lot of those people that advanced the fight are not with us here today. And I'd like to thank all of you who have been collateral for all of these loans. Every one of you has been collateral. It hasn't been a piece of paper. It has been people who are collateral on the loans that we had to use to advance the fight. So each and every one of you is to be thanked. You've all done a wonderful job. And I want to thank each and every one of you for the support you've given me in the last 14 months that I've been an officer of the Alaska Federation of Natives. Thank you.
Mr. Edwardson?
I have a very serious matter which affects the North Slope, and it needs convention support. And this matter is in relationship to the organizing of the North Slope Borough. The normal procedures have been met. The Boundary Commission has already met. The local affairs and our governor and the Boundary Commission have been stagnant. And I would like to ask unanimous consent of support of the expeditious decision on the boundaries that the North Slope people have asked for from this convention. The state legislature is about to meet, and also at the present time that there may be another region's organizing into borough government, and the oil companies have opposed us, and I would like to further state that we do not want home rule government run by oil companies. And at this present time, I am asking a unanimous consent from the convention to expedite the North Slope Borough for its people. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Edwardson. Mr. Morbridge.
As the chairman, I wanted the privilege of this motion, and I do move that this convention go on record as being in support of the Arctic Slope, and I hope the Arctic Slope will notice that this motion is made by your brothers in the South, and I so move, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a second to the motion? It's been moved by Mr. Barbridge and seconded by Tanana Chiefs. Unanimous consent has been called. Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, so ruled. Harvey Samuelson.
We, the Bristol Bay Native Association, duly assemble this 18th day of December 1971, fully support the continuation of Alaska Federation of Natives as a coordinating agency, subject to its board of directors and objectives and budgeting requirements, subject to review and approval through the regional corporations. Yeah.
The motion on the floor, is there a second? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The records show that it's unanimous.
My name is Jim Thomas. I used to be the public relations man for AFN, and then the PR man for the National Congress of American Indians. We're all happy that it's over with. Now we forget the dreaming and we get down to the realities of life, and we must go forward with what we have. As you know, in Fairbanks, I expressed my concern that there was such a lack of reservations or trust status lands within the bill. But of course, we can't cry over spilled milk. We have to go forward now. The reason I was concerned is because traditionally and throughout history, the relationship of the government to the Indian was based upon the lands that the Indian had. And if his land base was taken away, except for the Oklahomans, normally the services of government were terminated to the Indian people. And of course, we have one of the most fantastic settlements ever made in the entire history of the world. And as the President Don Wright stated, even other countries are looking at the settlement now, because maybe perhaps we have, by the very nature of this bill, created avenues for other Aborigines to now have their rights recognized. I am concerned that in 20 years we are careful enough in our planning so that those lands which are in fee title will be fully protected. And this is going to take the very careful planning of the people in the villages. It's going to take scrutiny of leadership. It's going to take scrutiny of themselves so that they don't, in the bickering process that will come, destroy each other and leave themselves wide open to the people that will be waiting, the vultures that will be waiting to grab up those lands when they become available, including the stocks that will be issued to the native people. This also concerns me because it went very sour in the case of Menominee, wherein a corporate structure like this was established, and the stocks eventually were usurped by banks, by the state, by other individuals. Until now, the Indians themselves don't control the corporation anymore. It's rather sad.
My name is Jack Paul Brown, Sr. I'm from Kluwak, Alaska, west coast of Prince of Wales Island. And I am the president of the Tlingit-N'haida branch at Kluwak, Alaska. And I'm the vice president. Now I feel like a raven today, which I am a raven flying, that flied inside of a whale. He was hungry. He went inside of a whale. and he got no way to get out. Therefore, he made fire. I don't know where he got his matches from, but anyway, he made his fire. And he got hungry, he started cooking. I don't know where he got his wood either. But he cooked, pretty soon he cooked everything from inside the whale, and the whale is dead. And he don't know how to get out of there. And finally it came to him, I wish this whale would drift to a fine sand. He kept on saying, wishing, I wish this whale would drift to a fine sand. And pretty soon he felt something. He felt the whale was drifting against something. And pretty soon he didn't feel anything. And the whale, when it is dead, the mouth was open, and he came out. And he killed that whale for the people that needed help the worst way. It isn't only us sitting here that we're thinking of. We're talking about people. Our people. And we are the heads to help them. And we would like to help them. We would like to come to some kind of a conclusion. With unity and love and work together, we will accomplish something. But if we don't, we are going to be lost. Just like that raven, what's inside that whale, and it might be too late to drift into a finer beach, and we'll be lost.
How come we can't talk to each other anymore?
You have been listening to a special report on the 6th Annual Convention of the Alaska Federation of Natives, held December 16th, 17th, and 18th in the Student Union at Alaska Methodist University in Anchorage. This was the reconvened convention that was first held in October in Fairbanks, Alaska. This special was produced by Roger and Karen McPherson for KUAC-FM.
Just one great river always flowing to the sea. Just one great river always rolling to eternity. Two nations in a land that lies along its shores, but just one river, you and me. How come you shut me up as if I wasn't there? What's this new bitterness you found? However wronged you were, however deep the hurt, it wasn't me that held you down. Just one great river always flowing to the sea. Just one great river always rolling to eternity. Two nations in a land that lies along its shores, but just one river, you and me. Why can't you understand? I'm glad you're standing proud. I know you made it on your own. But in this
with pride you've earned, I thought you might have learned that you don't have to stand alone. Just one great river always flowing to the sea. Just one great river always rolling to eternity. Two nations in a land that lies along its shores. But just one river, you and me.